name of Jesus. Get out of him. Move.
Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. And who be you?
Oh! Oh! It's true. That's what happened in the Bible. The guy went and said, hey, all I have to do is use the name of Jesus and cast out devils. Amen. He said, in the name of Jesus, come out of him. And the devil says, Paul, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who you, kid? Huh? Who you? In other words, saints, you got to have thunder. Shkabahaya. You got to have thunder connected to that name. The name of Jesus is good as long as you're going on for God. The name of Jesus will bind devils as long as you're crucifying the flesh, separating yourself from things. And you have a new unity of warfare in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then when you use the name of Jesus with that new unity and that new union and new separation and new surrender, then the devils are going to hear the roar. Amen. They heard the roar when Paul says, in the name of Jesus, they heard the unity of warfare. And they split. It struck fear in their hearts. They could feel, amen, the tremendous power of that unity and that thunder. Affliction will have to depart because of the roaring thunder, because of the unity. Say, I want more power with God. Then let the lightning strike and separate you from things that God does not like in your life. And you'll come back together, amen, your will with his will in a new union, a unity of warfare with a clash of unity that will scare and strike fear in the hearts of the enemy. Saints of God, that's powerful. Do you realize that you can practice that now? The next time you get in a storm and the lightning's striking, it may be striking right now. I don't know. But if it's striking in your life, you now know what to do. And you know what's going to result, amen, from separating yourself from things that God does not like. You may have been holding on, amen, the storm just continued to rage. Huh? Just holding on to that thing. Saints, if when you finally give it up, there'll be that new union with God, amen, that clash of thunder and that tremendous power, amen, to cause the enemy to flee. I like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Lord. So, what do we have here? Unity of warfare. And I could go further into it and show you yesterday where... I'll tell you what, write these scriptures down. And these are good scriptures for you to know anyway. We won't read them right now. But these are the stages. We're going to look at the same principle back yesterday when Israel was leaving the land of Egypt and they received the cloud and fire and then they came to the Red Sea and it parted. That's the same principle of what I just got through talking about. Of that new unity of warfare. In Exodus 12, verse 7 and 13, talks about the stages of Israel going on. In verse 13, you'll find they received the blood. Exodus 13, verse 21 through 22, that's where they received the cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, which is a picture of Holy Ghost baptism. The first picture in Exodus 12, 13, the blood is a picture of salvation. That whole journey that Israel made from Egypt to Canaan's land, amen, was a picture today of us running on for the Lord and the different things we received. And the first thing they got was the blood. The first thing we get is salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. The next thing they got was the cloud and fire. Exodus 13, 21 through 22. Then Exodus 14, 21 through 22, they got the water at the Red Sea, which is our baptism today in the name of Jesus. They were called a son in the land of Egypt. They were called a church in the wilderness. Amen. And before they got to Canaan's land, they were only a spouse before they got married. Amen. You see the same order. I'm showing you something here. You see the same order in the Old Testament tabernacle. Blood at the brazen altar, fire on top of the altar, water at the laver. Blood, fire, and water. Amen. The holy place is likened unto the wilderness that the children of Israel got in. In the wilderness, they were taught one big thing. That was to trust God, but to pray. Huh? That's where they're introduced to really praying and seeking God in the wilderness. Place, and that's where we learn how to pray, is in the holy place. Amen. Likened unto the wilderness. And then in the most holy place, it was likened unto Canaan's land, or Beulah land, or marriage land. In the most holy place, it says in the Word of God, in the most holy place, there I will commune with you. That word commune in the Hebrew means, I will marry you. Wow. There I will marry you. There in the land of Canaan, in Beulah's land, I will marry you. Amen. We're looking at something here. We're talking about the unity of warfare. Now, looking at the Red Sea for just a moment, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10 that the Red Sea experience that the children of Israel had is likened, or he calls it, a baptism unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And in Exodus 14, verse 16, you can read all these at home. God put the name of the high priest on the rod, didn't he? The name of the high priest was on the rod. He had a rod, amen, and the name was on that rod when he is here at the Red Sea. Praise God. How many remember the story? Praise God. You must have the name, amen, in the water. There's no other name that's going to divide the waters. Praise God. We learn that the waters there speak of the waters of death. We learn that when Jesus Christ, amen, died on the cross, that his body went to the grave, his soul went down into the waters of death and went down into hell. Amen. And we've learned that there was a name that accompanied, amen, that soul that went down into hell. Raboskataya. He divided the waters of death. Why? The Bible says he called upon that name. Amen. He called upon that name. Now, that same picture, you're looking at Jesus on the cross, going down to the waters of death, and God split the waters of death, and he came up from the dead. All right, that was the same picture at the Red Sea. All right, when the name was put over the waters, it divided the waters of death. Can someone tell me what happened to the waters? This is important. Huh? That's right. The waters froze. First, the Bible says congealed. They weren't just sustained up there. The Bible says they were congealed. Amen. They were frozen. Walls of ice on either side of that Red Sea. And through the middle was a dry path. Amen. And the Bible tells us in Exodus 15 that God blew with the blast of his nostrils. Amen. Out came ice and fire. That God blew with the blast of his nostrils, and he froze the waters first. Then he made a dry path. Praise God. Praise God. The lightning struck in the land of Egypt, separating the people of God. Hallelujah. Unity, thunder, lightning struck. It affected the people in the land of Egypt, but it separated. Huh? It destroys people in the world when they're under judgment and when they're going through pressures They have heart attacks. They are dead. The Egyptians die, but the people of Israel are separated. Oh, Shahiah, the people of God are separated a little bit further. It doesn't kill us. It doesn't kill anyone who's going on for God. It just separates them from the land of Egypt. Amen. And then they receive the cloud, and then they receive the fire, and that unity and that thunder, amen, caused God's nostrils to bring forth a blast of cold and then hot. Humility.